Thank you, and I want to say I'm truly humbled by the turnout here today. It's humbling, I guess, for an attorney to get tongue-tied. That's not an easy thing to do, but I truly appreciate everybody being here, friends, family, people from New Hampshire all the way down. I truly appreciate you all coming here today. Now, of course, I need to start out by thanking my lovely wife, Sue. Who would have known 20-something years ago when she walked into the old police station, what an adventure and what a life that we would have together, you know, from that day forward. So to my adventure partner, climbing mountains in Africa, to spending time, as was already mentioned, on the trail, and marathon after marathon after marathon. I hope we're done, but I love you, I appreciate you, and thank you for being here. My daughter, Ashley. We can all imagine, and all of us in this business that have family, we all know it's very difficult to have children in this profession. The children are always worried about you, and for 32 years, Ashley has been the daughter of a cop. She's not only been the daughter of a cop, but she's been the daughter of a cop in Rockland. She went to Rockland High School back in the days when Rockland was a pretty busy place. And so we spent a lot of time making arrests and trying to do the right thing to help clean up the town. And Ashley survived all of those days and years in Rockland High School. And I'm proud to say she's my daughter. But I want to tell you just a little thing about Ashley that I am so glad I'm retiring today. So if you would, just stick with me. Picture the beautiful blue sky. Picture the field with the grass waving back and forth, blowing in the breeze. The puppy in the back seat of a car sticking its head out the window with the ears flapping. We would go to lunch and Ashley would ask me, "Hey, Dad, is it quiet today?" All hell would rain down on Rockland the minute that she asked that question. The car would get into an accident. The kid on the swing set would fall. It would start to rain and thunder. So, Ashley, please, have at it. I'm done. It's all you. To my command staff, these guys have been with me. They've been my backbone for the last 12 and 13 years. This is not about me being the chief of the hour or anything like that. It's about the department. It's about the leadership team. It's about the acceptance by the department of what we do and what we move forward with. So I can't thank you guys enough. I wouldn't have been successful without you, and I appreciate you guys the most. And finally, you know, people talk about how it some seems cliche, the blue family or the thin blue line and all of that. I'm here to tell you it's not. And I finally figured out this past week how it is not a cliche, how we actually do become a family. Because you see, we have retired guys here, past and present officers, everyone that's here today. At one point, all of us were strangers. We never knew each other. But through some method, path, or whatever, we became members of the Rockland Police Department. We got hired. And this is sworn and civilian. And for those sworn officers, we went off to a police academy. And in that police academy, we learned discipline, but we went through the same very difficult things together. The physical fitness test, examination after examination, constitutional law, criminal law, motor vehicle law, blah, blah, blah. But we all survived that. And then we came back and we put on the gun, the uniform, and the same badge and patch that say Rockland Police. Well, we're not necessarily brothers or sisters yet, but we're co-workers. Now, as Rockland police officers, we have a front row seat to the best three-ring circus on earth. And that three-ring circus is the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we do get some good. We get the community events. We get to go out and help people. The little old lady crossing the street, we get to help her across the street. The poor motorist stranded that doesn't know how to change a tire. These guys have all done that. So that's the good. And there's plenty bad that we have to deal with as well. And unfortunately, there are politicians that want to spin it, none present, that there really aren't that much bad. There isn't that much bad out there. But I'm here to tell you there is. There's bad right here in our community. And these men and women deal with that bad every single day. When we get a call for service, we go. We go shoulder to shoulder. We go in, take out the bad guy, bad woman, whatever we have to do. We deal with that bad. We fix the situation to the best of our ability, and we move on. Unfortunately, there's also the ugly. The ugly is really bad stuff that we have to deal with. It's the the sudden deaths. It's the car accidents with some real severe injury. It's seeing a child who's a victim of violent crime. So we deal with that as well in that three-ring circus we call life. By virtue of doing that, shoulder to shoulder, coming back into the roll call room, going home, visiting with your family, doing your thing, but taking a shower, putting that uniform back on, and doing the exact same thing again the next day to serve the citizens of this community, that's what make us brothers and sisters. I knew it would happen. Damn. So I'm proud to say that these are not necessarily co-workers. They're not subordinates. They're not everything. They're friends and my family. And I will always consider all of you my family. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. Thank you.